Exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think or imagine, because of your faithfulness and obedience to the Lord this morning. Thank you for making the time to come to the house of God this morning. May we open up our hearts and our minds to receive what the Spirit of God has to say to us. Can you say amen? Just turn to somebody next to you and tell them, Jesus loves you and so do I. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, Jesus loves you and so do I. Glory to Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's my privilege to share with you this morning and just to recap what we started off with last week. We're going to be looking at a couple of weeks, the topic of fruitfulness. So if you've got your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 15. And we're going to follow on the board. We're going to read these 17 verses to get it into our spirits and look at it in a couple of weeks. And then after that, we're going to, some of the churches across the country, the Bikers churches, I mean, have already launched the new theme for the year. But we're going to get to that in due time. The theme and the topic is fruitfulness. We're trusting God for a season of new fruitfulness in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. John chapter 15, this comes out of the New King James translation. Are you ready to read with me, church? Okay. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things are spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Father, we can sense and experience and the awe and wonder of your words as we have the privilege of repeating them again today. We do not take it lightheartedly, Lord God. We understand that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are present there in the midst of them. And today, Lord God, I for one acknowledge my absolute and utter complete dependency upon you. What can I possibly say? These are not my congregants. These are sons and daughters of the Most High God. What can I possibly say to them, Father? But I ask, Lord God, Holy Spirit, as we read the words of God, that you make it alive in our hearts and lives, that it changes us, Lord God, to know you more, because Jesus prayed and said eternal life is to know you. and that we become more like Jesus because of our time spent at this table that you prepare before us today. In Jesus' precious name. And the people of the Most High God said, Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I felt such a strong anointing as we were reading those words again this morning and just getting into what God has to say to us and for us. It's been absolutely incredible. Just to recap where we started off last week, we spoke about Jesus warning us against false prophets and how prophets and people will always be recognized by their fruits. And we said that as it gets to the return of Jesus Christ, people are going to need greater and greater discernment. And when it comes to discerning the things of the Lord, the fruit is everything. Everything is about the fruit. We said it doesn't matter what the person says or what their claim to fame or how big or small a thing, and none of those things count any more than what fruit does. Fruit is the main thing. Fruit is everything. We said again that greater and greater discernment is going to be needed. We also looked at the motives of our heart. We said that to be able to bear fruit like this, our motives must be from deeply, deeply spiritual hearts. Not fleshly hearts. Deeply, deeply spiritual hearts. And we said that there's only one way to bear authentic fruit. There's only one way. And then we started with this passage of Scripture. We got to verse 3. And that's who we ended. We said that Jesus said that He's the true vine. That means there'll be false vines. Can you say amen? There'll be false vines. And He gives us clear indication as to how to recognize the false from the real, once again, because of the fruit. We looked at the fact that because a thing is growing and massive doesn't mean it's legit and of the Lord. Because many are they, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But narrow is the way, and few there be that find the way to eternal life. Looked at the fact that God said, Jesus said, He's the vine dresser. I'm not the solution to your problem. You're not the solution to somebody else's problem. We as Christians, as carriers of the light and salty people, must point people to the answer, and His name is Jesus. As soon as we feel that we have the solution answer, then we become the solution. If you have a situation where you're continuously counseling somebody, where they're continuously coming to you and not seeking the Lord for themselves, then you are becoming the solution and not them. And we see that God says He is the vine dresser. We looked at the fact that God says every branch that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And we looked at the fact that the Word of God there teaches not like, okay, you're not bearing fruit, you cut off and you're going to be thrown away, because that passage later says it will be thrown away. It means there that He moves that branch, He moves the branches that are above it out of the way and lifts that branch up so that it can be exposed to light so that it too can bear fruit. Can you see the nurturing and the caring in that, church? And we see, can anybody see that? Can you see the language there? It's like God cares for me. He's not just wanting to cut me off and throw me away like a disposable society we are today. Have you noticed that things are manufactured to be thrown away? You notice that things are just, they don't last anymore. The main slogan in advertising is new and improved instead of old and established. Why? It's new and improved. What about old and established? I love old furniture. I don't like the ball and claw stuff, but when it's made out of solid, you think someone says, just move that chair quickly. Oh, no problems. Okay, like Elias, come out there, let's move this chair kind of thing. Old and established. Consumerism, just like weggooi goeders. No, with God, it's not like that. Het jy nie gemaak om weg te gooi nie, sodat jy speelding kan wees vir die vijand. Can you say amen? But there's caring and nurturing in that. And then we ended off by Jesus saying, you're already clean because of the words that I've spoken to you. It's like God is saying, it's time to stop listening to the lies of the devil about you. I said, it's time to stop listening to the lies of the devil about you. What is the prophetic word of God that's been spoken over your life? That's how we must relate to each other. Can you say amen? This week, we're starting off with verse 4. That was just a summary and the recap of last week. As we get ready to experience the ride of our life this morning, as Jesus takes us to a place by His Spirit in His Word this morning. Verse number 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in a vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You cannot bear fruit unless you're abiding in me. I want to say this, that abiding, the first aspect that struck me from this, abiding is a long-term commitment. You know, folks, when I first gave my life to the Lord, I never for one minute thought that a couple of months into my journey with the Lord, a year into my journey with the Lord, 7 years into my journey with the Lord, a year into pastoring a church, that I would stumble and fall and have to, in humility, go before God again and say, Lord, I've blown it. When I do things as if I've never walked with Jesus before. I know you guys don't make mistakes like that, but me. I never thought that. This abiding is a long-term thing. I'm a stubborn, rebellious, stiff-necked person that God is busy working on. You see, I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm a saint who sometimes sins. Can you see there's a shift of focus? Because if you're focusing on the fact that you're a sinner saved by grace, what are you focusing on? Ek is 'n sondaar. But you're a saint that sometimes sins. And I realized that if somebody in the beginning, because I was stubborn like that, no, if a person came to share Jesus with me, ek sou die persoon teenstand gegee het. As you can see, I'm all quiet and shy and withdrawn and don't like to speak. Ek sou vir jou 'n mond vol gegee het, man, van my opinie en my idees van godsdienst en my idee van ek het my God. Maar dis jy se probleem, ek het my God en was hier die God van die Bybel nie. Dis is my God, my idee. And if somebody had to come to me like that, I would kick against them. And when they did, if they just said to me that this is a long-term thing, said there's going to be, you're going to have to carry your cross on a daily basis and go through trials and tribulations, and you're going to come to Jesus that He can give you a new life, and all you have to do is die. Huh? What's a gospel presentation? Is it? Kom bietjie na Jesus toe dat jy kan doodgaan. No, thank you. I'm kind of enjoying my life, living it now the way it is. Hello? Isn't he sorry? Come to Jesus that you can die. Man, we must tell people that if you are to be a partaker of His resurrection, you are to be a partaker of His suffering. Die twee gaan hand in hand. Jy kan dit nie van mekaar of onderskei nie. People, if Christians could do that, I think... You know, if God had to one day show me a summary of my prayers, dear Lord Jesus, 99.9% would be all these selfish things about making my life comfortable. Instead of using that prayer, this house, He says, the time Jesus had His sweep gevleg was when the zeal of God had consumed Him and He got passionate about it. He says, this house is my Father's house. It's supposed to be a house of prayer. And you've made it a den of thieves. Cry for you. And doesn't mean you can't sell things in church, hello? Some people have an issue with CDs being sold for a church. That's not what Jesus was teaching. In their hearts, they'd made it a den of thieves and they weren't there to worship the Lord. And it's like it's a long-term thing. It's a long-term thing. Abiding, folks, means a long-term thing. And I really get, you know, I'll be the first one to admit that as a pastor and as a preacher, I don't have what everybody needs. There are many apostles, I can think of them right now, their names are coming to mind, that do a much, much better job than I ever could. People that are way more qualified and anointed to be here. But here's the deal, God called me here, so deal with it. Yes, met my opgeskep. And I realize that. And I realize that. But this abiding thing, it's a long-term thing. It's a long-term commitment. And to abide in Him speaks of, I think of, and I say that because I realize that people come and go. If there's anything that I've learned in 28 years of ministry is that people come and go. Sometimes when I'm getting closer and closer to people, and you learn to love people, this thought goes through my mind, yo, Moz, I wonder when they're going to leave as well. As I look at this beautiful audience this morning, I wonder how many of you in a couple of years' time are not even going to be here. You're just going to be somebody that we used to fellowship with. And believe you me this morning that in 28 years you learn to recognize the signs. And I understand that we don't have what everybody needs. I understand that people come and go. But the scripture speaks about us being trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. When last did you see a lekker big solid oak tree? Say, weet jy, vandag ek's net nie meer lus vir waar ek nou geplant is nie. Ek wil bietjie daai kant wees. It moves and goes and say, my seisoen hierso het gekom en gegaan. Ek dink jou kop is bietjie ingetune op ander seisoene because when do you see oak trees deciding they're going to plant themselves elsewhere? You see, mense kom aan my toe, Mossie, die Here het vir my gesê, ek moet lidmaatskap opneem hierso. Die Here het gesê, en al hierdie bevestigings, en ek het woord gekry, wonderlik. Wat word van die woord dan, as jy nie, ewe skielik nou van, soek na ander plek? I don't know. Mense, ek het nie die antwoorde, and I understand, people come and people go. I understand that. But this abiding thing, people, it's a long-term thing. You see, when Jesus said, be my disciples, he meant it. He actually meant it. And it's for keeps. It's for keeps. People say to me, oh no, you know, I'm just doing what the Spirit of God says. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know, the Spirit's saying weird and wonderful things to you. I don't know what spirit, if it's methylated spirits or chin or cane or I don't know what all sorts of spirits are talking to you, but I don't know. And I understand there comes a time, but you see, people come and go, but then you must live in the dimension where you sent. People were sent out, and then you get people that just went. Yeah, I don't know. Really, you see it in the Bible. Abide in me and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It's a long-term commitment. I want to make the statement. Yes, look, yes, when I read it again, I'm looking at this. Mozzie, are you reading what this says? Probably everything involving God's work will take way longer than most of us are willing to endure. Just think about that a little bit. Okay, as jou hart regtig waar, en ek weet, hierdie gebou is vol van hulle, weet, solid men and women of God in this church, like the Stoops. You see, these people are so faithful, eh? You know, you don't get people like this somewhere here and there on a carrier. There's solid people that are just men. The sun might not be there, but you'll find the Stoops will be there. Hulle sal daar wees. Hulle sal daar wees. And when people come and go, you think, yeah, it's a long-term thing. When probably everything revolving around God's work will take longer than most of us are willing to endure. And I say that there's people like the Stoops and others. If I don't mention your name this morning, get over it, okay? I love you. I love everybody, and you're next. If your heart is sincere, you really have a desire to be like Jesus. You really have a desire to be like Jesus. But folks, that comes at a cost that I probably haven't fully worked out and calculated that cost yet, what it's going to cost. It's going to cost you so much. The things of God is not instant and quick all the time. Sometimes we see the miraculous happen overnight, it does. But folks, when it comes to becoming like Jesus, why did God let Jesus grow up for 30 years before he said, go now and start? 30 years developing his private personal leadership. 3.5 years odd, developing and fulfilling his public leadership. And 12 hours only fulfilling his ultimate destiny. Think about how God does things. 33 something years for a 12 hour climax. En aan ons soek soveel goed van die Here. No! Soos 'n instant. It's not going to happen like that, people. I don't know, somehow. And as I get older, I learn these things. Most of the things in life that are worthwhile keeping don't come quickly and easily. Most of the things. I don't know. Die van julle wat hou van gelopsop, apparently the best brandies and vodkas and whiskies or whatever is die wat ouer is. In my small koppie, ek daai drywer or whatever word net vrotter en vrotter en vrotter, but I don't know, somehow it's better. Somehow it's better. Some of you are licking your lips getting yes, it's got so big met ys, ja. Hallelujah. But I don't know, things that are worthwhile keeping, they don't come like this. I don't know why it's like that. I don't know why it's like that. But this is a long-term thing. In James chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, guys, I gave you these little extra scriptures I sent in this morning. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work. Now that little phrase there, let patience have its perfect work. Oh, wat beteken dit vir my? Wat beteken dit vir jou? Dalk sit jy hierso, geliefde broer en sister. Jy bevind jou in 'n situasie waar jy wil net uit. Jy wil net daar uit. As hierdie ding maar net oor verby gaan, oor my pad kom en gaan, dan gaan dit eers beter wees. As hierdie ding net oor, dink aan Sonja, wat ons donderdag in die omgee groep bespreek het. Ons het gesê, you know, the principle in the Bible is, if you choose not to conform to the norms of a godly society, you must be removed from society. And Sonja chips up and says, ek wens net so en so kan just be removed from society. Jy dink, as daar net 'n ding is, wat hierdie ding moet nou net kom en gaan, it must just go now. Can it just come to pass quickly? But let patience have its perfect work. But let patience have its perfect work. Dis 'n proses. Dis 'n proses wat waardeur ons moet gaan. And I battle with these things. I just want things to come and go quickly. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Please understand what the Bible means here when it says perfect. Dis nie die algemene idee van perfeksie nie, né? That you're never going to make a mistake, you're never going to go and do anything wrong, you're never going to stumble, you're never going to... That's not what it means. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus says, be ye therefore perfect, as my heavenly Father is perfect. It means complete, lacking nothing in Him. And if you're in Christ, His grace is sufficient for you. So dit nie wanneer nie, ach nie as nie, maar wanneer jy struikel, His grace is sufficient for you. That's what it means. Being complete, lacking nothing in Christ. So it says, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing in Christ. That's what it means. It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? Complete and lacking nothing. 2 Peter 3 and verse 8 teaches us a deep, it's amazing scientific principle. The concept of time, we only subject to us because to that, because this little ball turns on its axis, which turns around the sun, its closest star, and then which spins around in a galaxy, turns like that. That's why there's seasons. But in God, there's no concept of time. There is no such thing as hoe laat is dit nou? Wanneer is tyd vir die engele om op te tree vir spiritual warfare opleiding? No. There's no concept. There's no concept of time. It says, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, 2 Peter 3 and verse 8, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. In fact, when the account of creation, in the beginning God created this and that was one day. That word there means any, it can mean any length of time. It can mean any length of time, and not a day, a 24-hour period like we know and understand it to be. So imagine, here's this God, who's not subject to the concept of time, giving us His principles. And then we try and fit it in our concept of time. That smokkel met ons. This, hoe werk dit dan? God? Because why? God sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. God sees. When He told Moses, go and tell Pharaoh who I am. He didn't say, I am the was or I am the will be. I'm the I am. Just this alomvattend word. I think that's the right word. It's so common. It's I am. See? Ek gaan. I am. I once asked a religious instructor at religious instructor teacher at religious instruction. Nou, hang on, wacht net, ek gaan nou die ding reg kry.
I've got bottle issues.
I asked our religious instruction teacher about, you know, how can, you know, who made the person that made God and who made that person that made the person that made. He says, son, there was never a time when God didn't exist. There's the key. There was never a time. God is not constrained by time. So this thing of patience, yes, but when, Lord? It's like, when? You ask me when? When's it going to happen, Lord? When? Lord, this is what I want. This is how I want you to give it to me. And why didn't I get it yesterday? In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, man. Let's be real with each other. So this abiding thing. So the challenge that you're facing now, what season of that let patience have its perfect work are you in? Let patience have its perfect work are you in? You see, folks, the challenges we're facing in South Africa, do you think that we can do with patience? No, Mozzie, it's yes because of patience. I take my patience for it. I've lost patience with patience. Okay, Mozzie, stay politically correct. Hallelujah. Hey, there we can do with some patience in this nation. If ever there was a time when the Church of Jesus Christ needed the fruit of the Spirit in a nation, it's now. Folks, how are we going to be the agent of change or the positive difference or the voice of reason or the heart of love or the hand of compassion in South Africa if we do not have this? How? Gaan ons 'n paar weke hierop spandeer? Verseker. Because I don't want to go through John 15, 1 to 17, read it all, memorize a verse or two, and have nothing change in my life. I don't want that anymore. I don't want it anymore, church. I want this word of God to change me. I want to be different. I want to be a better man of God than I was last year. I want to hear God better than I ever have. I want to be a more anointed than I've ever been before. I want to be more loving and caring and be more compassionate to people than I've ever been before. I want that. 5 others of you do. And the only way that's going to happen is if I let the word of God change me. Let patience have its perfect work. We're going to need to do that. You see, Jesus speaks in this verse about bearing fruit. A branch cannot bear fruit. Bearing also means caring. How many of you have heard sharing is caring? I want to tell you that bearing means caring. And I'll explain to you where that comes from. I've got a little secret here up on stage. It's my guy. I brought it. This comes from a faraway place with just the right amount of water, the right amount of sun, the right amount of ingredients in the soil, the right amount of care and protection and nurturing. And they brought it from that place. A hard-working laborer went out and he went to this particular tree and he got this little thing. And then through all sorts of other things in between and freezing and looking after and traveling on the roads, they brought it to a store. And my wife went into the store and she bought it for me. Jy het gesien. Wil jy hulle sien hierso? Wil jy ook sien? Dis koin, hè? Jy het gesien. Het jy gesien? Tada! It's a peach! It's a peach! You're laughing. Folks, you know what care and attention had to be given to this peach so that I have the privilege of doing this. I can smell it. I can feel it. You must feel it. I know what it's going to do. Bearing is caring. This fruit had to be cared for. What? Nog abi? It had to be cared for me to enjoy it today. The fruit of the Spirit God deposits in your life, you're going to have to care for it. You're going to have to care for it. What does it mean to care for fruit, Mozzie? I want to say this. Here it is. Caring for fruit means fighting to protect the fruit. Today they come and spray crops with their pesticides and all sorts of stuff like that. But sometimes, then they can have a, what's a scarecrow in Afrikaans? I'll just stick to scarecrow. There's a scarecrow that's supposed to be there to keep the birds in that away. But sometimes the scarecrow can keep the birds away. Sometimes there's kind of people that you need to keep away with. Freeze! Reach for the sky. Sometimes you have to go to drastic measures to protect the fruit. Electric fencing and wonder what you can do it, Mark, and ek weet nie wat nog nie, to protect the fruit. What about the fruit of the Spirit? What about the stuff that makes me a man of God or a woman of God? How do we protect that? Who do need it? Met pesticide of a voelverskrikker. No. How do you do that? This is how you do it. Fight to protect the fruit. In other words, vigorously, I get choked up thinking about this. Vigorously guard what's in your heart from God. That's how you care for fruit. Bearing means caring. Because if you don't care, there'll be no fruit to bear. You've got to care for the fruit that is in your heart. How do we do that? And we're probably going to end with this verse, because this is so much to think on, people. Spreuke 4, verse 23. I'll read it out three translations this morning. Spreuke 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Turn with me there quickly. Proverbs 4, we're going to go New King James, Message, and the NLT, New Living Translation. It says, keep, everybody say keep. Keep your heart with all diligence. Yes, see, all diligence. Diligence means quick to respond. There. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Tyding van waar die hart van vol is, loop die mond van oor. Somebody says to me, ach, ja, ek het dit nie eintlik bedoel nie. Jy lieg, man. Dit was in jou hart gewees, dis hoekom dit hier uitgeloop het. Of course, you might not think you meant it, but it's in your heart. It's more a part of who you are than what you think. Waar die hart van vol is, loop die mond van oor. Jy werk by die werk waar jy daai spinner gly en jy slaat jou senterkneukel oop dat die bloed spat. Wat kom by jou mond uit? Ah, ek het nie eintlik bedoel nie. Jy lieg, man. It's in your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Keep your heart. So, the little bit of Jesus that we got in our lives, what am I doing to protect that? Do I, the eye gate, do I guard against stuff coming in? The ear gate. Remember there's that advert years ago about, I think the chocolate was called Whispers. If you want to capture someone's attention, whisper. How many of you remember it? A few of you are, an older generation, eh? If you want to capture someone's attention, whisper. Mense begin a fluister, wat die mense staan maar nader. You laugh, come on. That's it. So keep your heart, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. The stuff that God has whispered into your heart. The stuff that you let in your ear. Skinner stories. The stuff that you think about, you meditate on. You want to say, I'm guilty with this. I watch movies that, if you think, you know, would I be comfortable with Jesus sitting next to me watching this movie? And my flesh thinks, yeah, Mozzie, he watched him make the movie, he already knows about it all anyway, so you're not going to surprise him. Yeah, but would this be pleasing to the Lord's heart? Sure. Stuff that you let in here, stuff that you speak. Is that protecting the fruit of the Spirit in your life and that which God has deposited inside you? You think, well, what can I watch? What can I listen to? Well, the scripture says, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is noble, whatever is of good report, meditate on these things, it says in Philippians. But that's for another sermon. The Message paraphrase says, keep diligent watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Keep diligent watch over your heart. And then last but by no means least, the NLT second edition says this, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Imagine that, to guard your heart. Okay, so what am I doing to protect the fruit? I'm finished preaching this morning. What are we going to do to protect the fruit that God has placed in us? Can we recap this morning what God has said to us? Is that okay, church? Verse 4 starts off where he says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Abiding is a long-term commitment. So ask yourself this question. Myself, am I in it for the long haul? Are you willing to make this commitment? Tell me when things really, 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 if they do, I don't know, in all probability, it could very well be like that, start getting really, really rough for the Church of Jesus Christ in South Africa. Gaan jy dan vir jou ander geloof kry? Or you're going to start going undercover as a deep black ops, special undercover secret agent Christian. Dat niemand kan weet, dat jy jou nie hoef te vervolg nie. When they start arresting Christians for preaching the word of God, when they start arresting preachers for preaching the word of truth in love, when they start doing that, are you still going to be around? Ek vra my net. When people start deserting you, when the prophecy of Jesus gets fulfilled, where your family is going to turn against you because of your stand of faith, are you going to then start compromising? Ach, you know, die Here verstaan maar. A man is net a klip, jy weet, en a man moet eet. Are you going to start compromising and lowering the standards? It's so easy, this lackey servant, and say, no, like Peter, I will be with you, Lord, till the end. I will stick with you, Lord. And on word at our winner on, and he denied Jesus. Yo, this is challenging me so much. So abiding means a long time commitment. Letting patience have its perfect work. And then guarding our heart. Keeping what is in our heart. So what are we, you there where you sit this morning, what are you doing to protect the fruit of the Spirit in your life? And to guard and nurture your heart. Guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. Watch over it. For out of it spring the issues of life. As we minister in song together and pray for each other one more time, right there where you're seated. Maybe you're thinking, Mozzie, there is no fruit in my life. A pruning process has started and it's my ongemakkelijk and I've given up. And I'm not even part of the vine, who's Jesus. And you want to be part of the vine this morning. Right there where you're seated, I want to encourage you to do business with God. As we close our eyes and bow our heads in prayer together and just give people an opportunity just to do business with God as we wait in the Lord together. I want to just make it an appeal to you this morning. Call it an altar call. Call it an appeal. Call it just a personal prayer where you do business with God. If you realize that you're not part of the vine that's Jesus like you should be. Daarom sien 'n mens en sien jy ook dan nie die vrug wat jy graag daar wil hê. Jy sien nie die resultate nie. And you want to just be grafted into the vine more. Whatever that means for you. I don't know, maybe you've given your life to the Lord before. Maybe it's a recommitment. I don't know, maybe you want to just repent all over again. That's fine. Right there where you're seated. If that is you, and you want me to include you in that prayer, I'm going to pray anywhere. But for you to show a sign of commitment, say, Lord, I want to be part of that vine as a branch that I can bear fruit. If that is you, raise your hand. Anybody like that here this morning? Thank you. There's many hands going up. Go put your hands down. I want to pray for myself too, because yeah, there's fruit in my life. But I know there's not much fruit like God would like to see. And if you raised your hands this morning, maybe you didn't raise your hand and you want to. I wanted to pray for all of us this morning as we come before God Almighty and say, Abba Father, Daddy God, loving, caring, Heavenly Father, you know me, and you see me. You see the beauty of what you've deposited in me, all of the goodness of your Spirit, the loveliness and the holiness and the beauty of Jesus you want in me. Father, I've said things like this so many times, and I've prayed like this so many times. Here, ek weet nie eers meer wat om te doen nie. Ek wonder selfs nou wanneer ek nou bid, ek wonder, ek twyfel ook. Here, gaan dit werk? Gaan hierdie keer 'n verskil maak? Here, ons weet nie, maar U weet. Daarom kom ons na U toe, Here, in nederigheid en sê, Here, help ons. In die naam van Jesus Christus, Heilige Gees, verrig 'n wonderwerk in ons harte. Whatever it means to be grafted into the vine so that we can bear fruit, do it in my life, Lord Jesus. Al is het ongemakkelijk, al is het pijn. If it means I've got to give something up, a huge sacrifice and pay a big price, Lord, I dare pray this and say, Lord, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to pay the price so that I can bear fruit in my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that by your Spirit, as we've prayed this morning, Lord God, it's not my might, nor my power. It's not sweeping people's emotions up, Lord. We are serious here this morning when we want to do business with you to bear fruit, Lord, that brings you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I pray that you give us all wisdom to guard our hearts. To guard our hearts, to protect that which is already there, Lord God, that we let it nurture and let it grow and grow and grow in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, you help us to abide. You help us to abide and abide and abide and abide and to be patient through thick and through thin, through all the trials and tribulations, Lord. May we stand strong and let you grow, Lord. Let you prune us and let you lift us up so that the light of your word and life can shine in us. That we can bear fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.